إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Once again, it's a pleasure to welcome all of you. And at this present moment, we continue reading from Al-I'tiqad Al-Wajib Nahw Al-Sahaba, the obligatory belief towards the companions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The last chapter was the Shaykh Falah Ismail Hafidahullah mentioned Aqwal al-Salaf al-Sahaba, what the Salaf, some of the statements of the Salaf about the virtue of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that they are the best of this Ummah. After the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are the best. And the Muhajirin in the first place, and then the Ansar radiyallahu anhum. Adalatu Sahaba. Another point we start with today. قَالَ وَيَعْتَقِدُ أَهْلُ السُّنَّةُ وَالْجَمَاعَةُ اعْتِقَادًا جَازِمًا أَنَّ الصَّحَابَ رَضِيَ عَنْهُمْ كُلُّهُمْ عُدُولٌ قد تحققت فيهم صفة العدالة وذلك لما جاء في كتاب الله وفي سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Shaykh says أهل السنة والجماعة from their creed that they believe with no doubt whatsoever is the firm belief that all of the companions رضي الله عنهم are عدول, are trustworthy. Okay, and that their shahada is accepted. He says because of what is in the book of Allah and what's in the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As from the book of Allah, Shaykh, he brought the ayah 143 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Qala ta'ala, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. Thus we have made you true Muslims, a real believer of Islamic monotheism, true followers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following his sunnah. We have made you a just and the best nation, that you be witnesses of mankind and the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam be a witness over you. فالأمة الوسط أي العدول الذين تقبل شهادتهم ولا ترد. The Shaykh says this Ummah wasat, that is translated to be a just nation, the best nation. He says they are those who are trustworthy, that their testimony is accepted and not rejected. أما ما جاء في سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فمن حديث أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يجاء بنوح يوم القيامة فيقال له هل بلغت فيقول نعم يا رب فتسأل أمته هل بلغكم فيقولون ما جاءنا من نذير فيقول من شهودك فيقول محمد وأمته فيجاء بكم فتشهدون الحديث. And as from the sunnah is this hadith, the reason Sahih al-Bukhari, And you can find it as a footnote to the ayah 143 in the Noble Quran. Narrated Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Nuh, Noah, will be called on the day of resurrection. And he will say, Labbaika and Sa'daik, I respond to your call and I am obedient to your orders, O my Lord. Allah will say, did you convey the message? Nuh, Noah will say, yes. So his nation will then be asked, did he convey the message to you? They will say, no warner came to us. Subhanallah. No warner came to us. Then Allah will say to Nuh, who will bear witness in your favor? Nuh, say, Muhammad and his followers. Allahu Akbar. Muhammad and his followers. So they, the Muslims, will testify that he conveyed the message. And the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be a witness over you. And that is what is meant by the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, thus we made you true Muslims, real believers of Islamic monotheism, true followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sunnah. We made you a just nation that you be witnesses over mankind, and the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be a witness over you. قال وقد دل الإجماع على عدالة الصحابة جميعا بلا استثناء. He says there is a consensus of the ulama of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'a that all of the companions are just and righteous and trustworthy. No exception whatsoever. No exception whatsoever. فهو ابن عبد البر ينقل إجماع أهل الحق من المسلمين وهم أهل السنة والجماعة على أن الصحابة كلهم عدول. For example, this great Imam ابن عبد البر he narrates the consensus of the people of the truth, the Muslims among the Muslims, and therefore they are أهل السنة والجماعة. Those who adhere to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they are together upon the truth, upon the Book and the Sunnah, not upon innovations and bid'ah and dalal and misguidance. They all have this total agreement that the Sahaba, all of them are udul, trustworthy and righteous, and therefore their khabar is accepted. Unlike those who come after them, they can reject their statements. Okay? ويقول الإمام ابن حجر رضي الله عنه اتفق أهل السنة على أن الجميع عدول ولم يخالف في ذلك إلا شذوذ أو شذوذ المبتدعة. As al-Imam Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah, one of the great Imams, he says that Ahlul Sunnah, the people of Sunnah, they have likewise total agreement that all of the companions are udul. No one actually opposed them in this, except the wicked innovators. Not just all the innovators, but those the worst of them. وَالْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ. وَقَالَ الْإِمَامُ ابْنُ كَثِيرٍ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ الصَّحَابَةُ كُلُّهُمْ عُدُولٌ عِنْدَ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ لِمَا أَثْنَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ فِي كِتَابِهِ الْعَزِيزِ وَبِمَا نَطَقَتْ بِهِ السُّنَّةُ النَّبَوِيَّةُ فِي الْمَدْحِ لَهُمْ فِي جَمِيعِ أَخْلَاقِهِمْ وما بذلوه من الأموال والأرواح بين يدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رغبة فيما عند الله من الثواب الجزيل والجزاء الجميل. الإمام ابن كثير رحمه الله, one of the great scholars also of As-Salaf, he says that the Sahaba, the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of them are udul, but with Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Anyone who is upon the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa upon the Haqq, have this aqidah, this belief. They believe that all of the companions are trustworthy and udul. Because of the praises of Allah for them in His book, and because of what the Prophet ﷺ said about them, they were praised in the book of Allah, and they were praised in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. They have the etiquettes, the best etiquettes, and also because of what they have spent for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to protect Islam and to protect the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they spend their wealth and their lives doing all of this, seeking the great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال الإمام النووي رحمه الله اتفق أهل الحق ومن يعتد به في الإجماع على قبول شهادتهم وروايتهم وكمال عدالتهم رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. وقال أيضا الصحابة كلهم عدول من لابس الفتن وغيرهم بإجماع من يعتد به. Another example, one of the great scholars also of As-Salaf, الإمام النووي رحمه الله, the famous Imam, he says in his book Sharh Sahih Muslim, because the Imam al-Nawawi rahimahu ta'ala, he has an explanation on Sahih Muslim, a very important book, even though that Imam al-Nawawi rahimahu Allah, he fall into some mistakes of ta'wil some of the sifats and the attributes of Allah. But still he is a great imam whose creed was the creed of the Salaf. And his book, Sharh Sahih Muslim, is a great book. He says, those who hold on to the truth, they agree. And also, anyone who their agreement is to be taken in consideration, it means the great scholars, that they accept the testimonies and the narrations of the companions, all of it, and that they are trustworthy and udul, all of them together, the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also he says in his book At-Taqrib, also Imam al-Nawawi says the companions, all of them are udul, even those who take a part in the fitna, those things that took place between the companions. And that's another thing we're going to learn, what is the aqidah and what is the correct stand of the Muslim as related to those incidents that took place between some of the companions. So he said all of them are udul and trustworthy. Which brings us, as I say, to this point, الموقف الحق فيما شجر بين الصحابة. What is the correct position we should take as related to the incidents that took place between some of the companions? Because some incidents took place, especially in the time of Ali radiallahu anhu. The incidents that took place between him and Aisha, his army and the army of Aisha, and Talha and Zubair, they were with her. And also the other incident that took place between Ali radiallahu anhu and Muawiyah and the like. So what is the stand of us the correct stand, because people, they just take positions and stands. But now what is concern us is what is the correct stand. What is the stands of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah? قال ويعتقدون وجوب الإمساك وعدم الخوض فيما شجر بين الصحابة رضي الله تعالى عنهم. That Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And when we mention this is the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, because we follow the noble scholars of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And once again, as they say, وَالشَّيْءُ بِالشَّيْءِ يُذْكَرُ. And when you mention something and you find it very important to remind the people about something else that come along with it. So we're talking about the great scholars. Now we remind you how vicious this man Yasir Qadi once again is. This man Yasir Qadi, who is making a name for himself, but in a bad way. May Allah bring him back to the Haqq.
Amen.
And may Allah suffice us from his evil.
Amen.
This man, he's working hard. And he's in open, he's not like he's doing it in some alleyway. And open on YouTube and وَالْعِيَاذِ بِاللَّهِ. But what we do, we warn against the falsehood. And therefore we warn against this path that he's taken. Not because he's from Pakistan, regardless how he look, but because of what he's saying now, what he's teaching, what he's calling to. He's calling the people not to take from the ulama. And he says on YouTube, maybe he was in Detroit, because he was saying that there is no need for you to search for fatwa from the ulama overseas. And he says, whether they are in Pakistan, or, and he mentioned another place, or Saudi. He says, no, you have to seek fatwa from your local scholars. And he says, this is his word, he says, and there is a lot of scholars in Detroit. Allahu Akbar. Name us one, Ya Yasir Qadi, taqillah fi lisani. He can be real, can he? He can be real, man. He can be that serious, right? Talking about there is a lot in Detroit. Ulama. He says, because the ulama, and he means the ulama, Ibn Baz, Ibn Uthaymeen, now Fawzan, Luhaydan, Rabi', Abdul Muhsin, and many of them. He says, no, this ulama don't understand what you're going through. They didn't live here for you to ask them what things that's going on in here. He said, and he using this term, do not outsource. You see? Do not outsource. You know, meaning don't ask those people. They don't understand you guys. Who understand them? Him? That's what he wants the people to do. They wants to cut the people from the ulama. It's like he's saying, look, man, you don't have, if there is doctors only in one state, but a couple of states have no doctors, not even qualified nurses. And he's saying to them, do not go to those states. Don't take your loved ones and your children to those doctors in those states. We have a lot of doctors in here. Who? Name one of them. Alright. Alhamdulillah, somebody asked Sheikh Fawzan about him. Okay? So, dear Sheikh, what do you say about, and it's on YouTube, alhamdulillah, he said, what do you say about this guy in America who he say, do not ask the ulama overseas. Ask your local scholars. You have your local scholars. The Shaykh, he says, and he said, they says, because he says that those ulama, they don't know what you're going through. They didn't live your lives and the like. The Shaykh Fawzan, you know him, he goes straight to the point. The Shaykh, he says, Hafidahullah, Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, he says, the ulama, they give fatwa based on what Allah says and the Messenger of Allah says. And this deen is valid for everyone, whenever you may be. What is right and what is wrong is known in the Book of Allah and the Sunnah. Okay? He says, it's not specific to certain people in certain area. He said, but this man, he's trying to disconnect and keep the people away from their scholars, which is a bad thing. He says, do not listen to this man. This is wrong, and do not listen to this man. So if you know anybody that you care for and you want them to be upon the haq, tell them, do not listen to this man, Yasir Qad, and his programs that he participates in, and mainly Al-Maghrib Institute. Al-Maghrib Institute. Okay? And guess what? This man, Yasir Qadi, has PhD from where? Who knows? From Medina? No, he didn't get PhD from Medina. Where did he get it from? Yale University. Yale University. Who's his teachers? Huh? One of his main teachers, who? Tony Blair.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, that's true. What do you think? I'm making up these things? No, there is YouTube videos. He's there taking classes with them and everything. That's one of his main teachers, Tony Blair, who says openly, it's on YouTube too, that Islam is a religion that fights the West, Islam, not terrorists. You see? And we have to do what we can to fight Islam and get rid of it. And he's studying with him, no problem. It's okay. And that's what happened when a person study under, not only Tony Blair, there is other people that I forget their names, who they are known to have this animosity towards the religion of Islam. And of course, they're going to sponsor him and embrace him and open all the doors for him, you know, because they couldn't find no better opportunity, you know, no better tool to try to destroy Islam except by using one of the people who now making a name for themselves. But at least we try what we do, alhamdulillah, what we can, and spread the word. Ya Akhwan, our brother Musa Richardson, hafidhahullah ta'ala, is doing what he can. وَجَزَاهُ خَيْرًا. Now, so we go back to the point that Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they believe that it is obligatory to refrain and hold off, can I say that?
Refrain.
Refrain and? Or stay away and take no part whatsoever and refrain from talking about that which took place between the companions, radiallahu anhu. Now, you refrain. So do not sit there and say, oh, he was right, oh, he was wrong. Wal-iyadu billah. Like the dalalat of Sayyid Qutb. From the dalalat of this man who has left behind him a lot of evil, and the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, they says his books are the source of all evil these days. Wal-iyadu billah. Much of the evil that's going on is because of the books of this man, Sayyid Qutb. And he went against the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah in many places, but in this one, since we're talking about this point, and he went and he made comments on what took place between Ali and Muawiyah and Amr ibn al-As and this and that and that. And he says, wal-iyadu billah, he even insulted and falsely accused the companions of cheating and deception and treachery. He says, while Ali and his followers, they were honest, huh? He says, Muawiyah and Amr ibn al-As, they resort to cheating and deception. A'udhu billah. This jahil. Now he's the imam of Ikhwan Muslimin. This Ikhwan Muslimun that causing all of these problems these days, that's their imam, Sayyid Qutb. That's their imam. Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhahullah has refuted him in best way from his books and from his statements in many books. And Sheikh Rabi'a's efforts were praised by Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, by Sheikh Al-Albani, Sheikh Ibn Baz, and many amongst the ulama, Sheikh Fawzan. And they thanked the Sheikh. From Sheikh Al-Albani, he says, Jazakallahu khairan ayyuha al-akhu al-Rabi'a. This way. May Allah reward you greatly, our noble brother Rabi'a, for exposing the ignorance of this man, Sayyid Qutb, in the principles, in the fundamental principles, and the branches of this religion. This man has no knowledge whatsoever. And he is the Imam. He is the great Imam of Ikhwan Muslimin. Ignorant guy. A man who came and spent some time in America and in Britain, and he went back and started writing about Islam. His tafsir called Dhilal al-Qur'an wal-Iyadu Billah. That tafsir should not be in any person's library or home. Wal-Iyadu Billah. And the Ikhwan al-Muslimun, they look at this man and his books like that's all what the Muslims should be reading because of their dalal and their misguidance. Wal-Iyadu Billah. قال ويعتقدون أن ما وقع بينهم من تشاجر واختلاف وتقاتل كان عن اجتهاد منهم في إقامة حكم الله تعالى وتطبيق شرعه والتزام حدوده وأحكامه وأن ذلك لم يكن لتحقيق الأهواء أو نيل الشهوات وكسب الحطام والحرص على الجاه والسلطان والمناصب الدنيوية ولا شك أنهم جميعا مأجورون معذورون فيما حصل ووقع في الأمة من جراء اجتهادهم رضي الله تعالى عنهم وأرداهم. Says yes, أهل السنة والجماعة also, that's their عقيدة, their creed as related to the companions. They believe that what took place between the companions رضوان الله عليهم, yes, because they differ. Couple of them, even in result of fighting each other's, some were killed, says, but it was all based on ijtihad from them to establish the hukm of Allah, to establish His legislation. However, they didn't do this fighting one another, following their desires. They didn't do it to gain a portion of this life. That which took place between them wasn't the result of them trying to get in positions and the like in this life. All of them, they are rewarded by Allah, excused by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pardoned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they didn't intend those things. But rather what they intend is the haqq. وَيَعْتَقِدُونَ أَيْضًا تَحْرِيمَ سَبِّهِمْ وَالتَّجْرِيحِ بِهِمْ أَوِ الطَّعْنِ وَالنَّيْلِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنْهِمْ. Including of this, that is strictly forbidden. Ahlul Sunnah or Jama'ah, they believe that is strictly forbidden to insult any of the companions or to abuse any one of them. So it is not right for someone when the matter, what took place between some of the companions raised, it's not to be like, oh, he was wrong, he did this, he shouldn't do this. You know, he says, Allahu A'lam. We're not talking about that chapter. That chapter should be the shortest chapter. I say, na'am. Things happen between the Sahaba. Allahu A'lam. Who was right, who was wrong, we don't deal with that stuff. Okay, we leave that with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we respect all of them because Allah has praised them and they are the best. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said they are the best of this his ummah. Khairun nasi qarni walhamdulillah. فهذا هو معتقد أهل السنة والجماعة في الصحابة الكرام والأئمة الأعلام وسادات الأنام بعد الأنبياء والمرسلين يعتقدون عظيم فضلهم. نعم, this is the, you have to know the creed of أهل السنة والجماعة that is based on the text from the Quran and the Sunnah as related to the companions and noble companions. Those that Allah is pleased with them and they pleased with him, as in Surah At-Tawbah. Those that the Prophet ﷺ praised them. And he commanded the people not to abuse them or to talk bad about them. And to be silent as related to when certain things took place between them. Now you still find people come after that and go against the text from the Quran, go against the text from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, go against this consensus of the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, and abuse the companions, such as the Shia, the Rawafid, who they think that abusing the companions, cursing them, get them closer to Allah, wal-iyadu billah. Wal-iyadu billah. Look at this dalal. Look at this dalal that they are upon. And we thank Allah for saving us from that dalal and from the misguidance. And we ask Allah to save many Muslims who are upon that. That just because they grow up upon this creed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as for the laymen and the common folks amongst the people who are upon the Shia way, we ask Allah to make a way for them. As we've seen some, alhamdulillah, Allah wants good for them. Now they adhere to that which is in the book of Allah and to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But that's the bounty of Allah. He give it to whom He wills. Now we read another chapter. أَقْوَالُ الْأَئِمَّ فِي بَيَانِ الْإِعْتِقَادِ الْحَقِّ. Now the Shaykh is going to mention statements of a great imams as related to having this stand and this belief, which is the correct belief as related to the companions, that will help us to understand that this is the true thing. Because somebody else might tell you, no man, who is the companions? They just like us, and a'udhu billah. Like we mentioned, there are people who even abuse them, wal-iyadu billah. And they think this is right for them to do. But these are statements of noble scholars, the imma of the Salaf, that help us understand this matter. قَالَ وَأَذْكُرُ الْآنَ طَائِفَةً عَطِرَةً مِنْ أَقْوَالِ عُلَمَاءِ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ مِمَّا يَتَبَيَّنُ بِهَا أُصُولُ الْإِعْتِقَادِ وَضَوَابِطُ الْمَنْهَجِ فِي هَذَا الْأَصْلِ الْعَظِيمُ الرُّكْنِ الْقَوِيمِ. Shaykh says, now I'm going to mention some quotes and a selection of the statements of the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah that make it clear that having belief in the Sahaba, in the way that we just heard, it is from the fundamental principles and from the correct methodology that we're supposed to be upon. أولا يقول الإمام الحافظ عبد الرحمن بن أبي حاتم الرازي رحمه الله تعالى. First he brought the statement of a great imam, عبد الرحمن بن أبي حاتم الرازي. Because we have two Raziyin, Abu Hatim al-Razi and who is the other one? Anybody know? Abu Zura. Abu Hatim al-Razi, this great Imam al-Hafidh. You took the class with the Imam, right? Aqidat al-Raziyin? No. Yeah, no. It's been a while, huh? Yeah. 4 months.
A year and a half.
قال فأما أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فهم الذين شهدوا الوحي والتنزيل وعرفوا التفسير والتأويل وهم الذين اختارهم الله عز وجل لصحبة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم ونصرته وإقامة دينه وإظهار حقه، فرضيهم له صحابة وجعلهم لنا أعلاما وقدوة، فحفظوا عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم ما بلغهم عن الله تعالى وما سن وشرع وحكم وقضى وندب وأمر ونهى وحضر وأدب، ووعوه وأتقنوه ففهموا ففقهوا في الدين وعلموا أمر الله ونهيه ومراده، فشرفهم الله عز وجل بما من عليهم وأكرمهم به من وضعه إياهم موضع القدوة، فنفاه عنهم الشك والكذب والغلط والريبة والغمز، وسماهم عدول الأمة، فقال عز ذكره في محكم كتابه: وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس. ففسر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الله عز ذكره قوله وسطا قال عدلا، فكانوا عدول الأمة وأئمة الهدى وحجج الدين ونقلة الكتاب والسنة. This great imam, he says, as for the companions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they are those who witnessed the revelation. They were alive. They were at that time when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam received the Quran, the revelation. And they learned the tafsir and the ta'wil of the Quran from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They are those whom Allah has chosen to be the companions of His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and to support him, to establish his religion. Allah chose them to establish the deen, subhanAllah, so that the truth prevail. Allah is pleased with them as companions of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and He made them for us as the example to be followed. No, they are an example for us. We have to emulate their example, follow their footsteps. So they retain from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that which he conveyed to them from his Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They retain everything the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has legislated for them. Everything he informed them with, his rulings and his judgments, his orders, when he, as related to the obligation and the optional acts of worship. Likewise, the prohibitions. They understood all of this with perfection. They have correct and sound understanding of religion. They have knowledge, the correct knowledge of the commands of Allah and His prohibitions. Allah honored them subhanahu wa ta'ala because of these great qualities that He has bestowed upon them as making them the example for this ummah. They are the example to be followed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He freed them, He made them free from doubt, from lying, from error, and He called them udul al-ummah. Sahaba don't lie. Sahaba, radwanullahi alayhim, when they narrate, they don't have doubts. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised them in His book and named them udul al-ummah. In the ayah we mentioned earlier, in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 143, thus we have made you a just nation, that you be witnesses over mankind. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam He explained this just nation, meaning adlan. So they are the udul of this ummah. They are the imma of guidance. And they are those who disseminate and convey to us the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam, the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reach us through them. They are the ones that convey this message to others. And of course, those others to others in a golden chain, beautiful chain until our time. قال الإمام أبي حاتم أيضا وندب الله تبارك وتعالى إلى التمسك بهديهم والجري على منهاجهم والسلوك لسبيلهم والاقتداء بهم وقال سبحانه وتعالى ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصله جهنم وساءت مصيرا. Imam Abi Hatim al-Razi, he continues saying, Allah command us to follow their guidance, to hold on tight to their guidance, and to be on their methodology, and to follow their way and their path, and to take them as example. Now, and he mentioned the ayah 115 in Surah An-Nisa, and whoever contradicts and opposes the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam after the right path has been shown clearly to him and follows other than the believer's way, the ulama, and from them Shaykh al-Albani, he says, the believers here are the companions. They're the first believers. And he chose other than the believer's way, we shall keep him in the path he has chosen and burn him in hell. What an evil destination, subhanAllah. Clear ayah. People still think that they can do it without being on the path of the companions, without following the companions. وَلَيَّذُ بِاللَّهِ وَيَقُولُ الْإِمَامُ أَحْمَدُ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي بَيَانِ الْإِعْتِقَادِ الْوَاجِبِ نَحْوَ الصَّحَابَةِ حُبُّهُمْ سُنَّةِ وَالدُّعَاءُ لَهُمْ قُرْبَةِ وَالِاقْتِدَاءُ بِهِمْ وَسِيلَةِ وَالْأَخْذُ بِآرَائِهِمْ فَضِيلَةِ وخير هذه الأمة بعد نبيها صلى الله عليه وسلم أبو بكر وخيرهم بعد أبي بكر عمر وخيرهم بعد عمر عثمان وخيرهم بعد عثمان علي رضوان الله عليهم خلفاء راشدون مهديون. In his book السنة الإمام أحمد رحمه الله making clear the obligatory belief that we should have towards the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, loving them is a sunnah. Loving them is a sunnah. Making dua for them gets you closer to Allah. What about those who make dua against? وَعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Emulating their example and following their path lead you to the pleasure of Allah, wasila. Following their path and that which they were upon is a nobility, naam, is an honor. And the best of this ummah after its prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is Abu Bakr. And the best of them after Abu Bakr is Umar. And the best of them after Umar is Uthman. And the best of them after Uthman is Ali, Ridwanullahi alayhim. And these are the four rightly guided khalif of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
ويقول الإمام الطحاوي رحمه الله تعالى ونحب أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا نفرط في حب أحد منهم ونبغض من يبغضهم وبغير الخير يذكرهم ولا نذكرهم إلا بالخير وحبهم دين وإيمان وإحسان وبغضهم كفر ونفاق وطغيان ونثبت الخلافة بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أولا لأبي بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه تفضيلا له وتقديما على جميع الأمة ثم لعمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه ثم لعثمان رضي الله عنه ثم لعلي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه وهم الخلفاء الراشدون والأئمة المهديون ومن أحسن القول في أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأزواجه الطاهرات من كل دنس وذرياته المقدسين من كل رجس فقد برئ من النفاق. In the explanation of العقيدة الطحاوية, الإمام الطحاوي رحمه الله, he says, and we love the companions of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And all of them, with no exception. And we hate and despise anyone who hates them and anyone who doesn't mention them with good. And we don't mention them except with good. Because loving them, loving the companions, is from the religion. It is iman, it is ihsan. And hating the companions is disbelief, hypocrisy, and transgression. SubhanAllah. And we affirm the Khilafah after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first for Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, because he's the one who deserves it more than anyone else from them. He's the best of the companions. And then after that, to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, and after him Uthman, and after him Ali radiallahu anhum. And they are the Khulafa al-Rashidun, the A'im al-Mahdiyun. Until he said, and whoever speaks good about the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his pure and purified wives from any evil, and their offspring has freed himself from hypocrisy. Once again, you find some people who they abuse the companions and they abuse the wives of the Prophet ﷺ and call them names. SubhanAllah, me, I cannot even repeat what those people say. May Allah give them what they deserve. ويقول الإمام عبد الله بن محمود بن بطة رحمه الله تعالى ثم الإيمان والمعرفة بأن خير الخلق وأفضلهم وأعظمهم منزلة عند الله عز وجل بعد النبيين والمرسلين وأحقهم بخلافة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أبو بكر الصديق. وتعلم أنه لما مات رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يكن على وجه الأرض أحد بالوصف الذي قدمناه غيره رحمة الله عليه. ثم من بعده على هذا الترتيب والصفة أبو حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه وهو الفاروق، ثم من بعدهما على هذا الترتيب والنعت عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه، ثم على هذا النعت والصفة من بعدهم أبو الحسن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه، فنحبهم وبمعرفة فضلهم قام الدين وتمت السنة وعدلت الحجة، ويشهد للعشر بالجنة بلا شك ولا استثناء، ويشهد لكل من شهد له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالجنة، ويشهد لجميع المهاجرين والأنصار بالجنة والرضوان والتوبة والرحمة من الله، ويستقر علمك وتوقن بقلبك أن رجلا رأى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وشاهده وآمن به واتبعه ولو ساعة من نهار أفضل ممن لم يره ولم يشاهده ولو أتى بأعمال أهل الجنة أجمعين. ثم الترحم على جميع أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، صغيرهم وكبيرهم وأولهم وآخرهم، وذكر محاسنهم ونشر فضائلهم والاقتداء بهديهم والاقتفاء لآثارهم، وأن الحق في كل ما قالوه والصواب فيما فعلوه. This is from the book Al-Sharh wal-Ibana ala Usul al-Sunnah wal-Diyana. This great Imam Ibn Battah, Abdullah ibn Mahmud ibn Battah rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, and from Iman, you should know that the best of the creation and those who have the best rank amongst them with Allah after the prophets and the messengers, and the one who deserves the khilafah of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. He's Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And you should know that when the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam died, no one was on the face of the earth with these descriptions we have mentioned. No one was on the face of earth that he is the best of the people after the prophets and the messengers other than him, rahmatullah wa radiyallahu anhu, Abu Bakr. Then likewise, with the same descriptions, after Abu Bakr is Umar radiyallahu anhu, Al-Faruq, Abu Hafs, and with the same description, meaning that after the death of Abu Bakr, there is no one that's better than Umar on the earth. And after the death of Umar, there was no one that is better than Uthman. And then after Uthman is Ali, radiallahu anhum. He says, we love them. And through their efforts, this deen was established. And their sacrifices. And the sunnah was spread. Likewise, from what Ibn Battah says, you bear witness that the 10 people that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, they are in the Jannah, no doubt they are in the Jannah, with no exception. You don't, somebody go and say, no, only 8 of them in the Jannah. All of them are in the Jannah. Likewise, if you want anyone that the Prophet ﷺ bear witness for them the Jannah, we say they are from the people of the Jannah. Likewise, all of the Muhajireen and the Ansar are the people of Jannah. And Allah is pleased with them. And His mercy is upon them. Likewise, you should believe with certainty, with no doubt, and this certainty should settle in your heart, that a man who saw the Prophet ﷺ and believed in him, a man who was in the time of the Prophet ﷺ and believed in him and followed him even 1 hour in a day, he's better than the one who did not see the Prophet ﷺ. Meaning he's better than the one who was not in the time of the Prophet ﷺ. Because the ulama, they says, included in a sahabi, not the one who sees him, because there was a blind companion. Meaning anyone who was at the time of the Prophet ﷺ and believed in him even 1 hour. He is better than those who didn't see the Prophet ﷺ. He is better than those who didn't meet and see the Prophet ﷺ, even if that person bring the actions of righteousness of the people of Jannah together. Then you ask Allah's mercy upon them all, the companions of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. You make dua, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you mention them with good. The young amongst them and the elderly amongst them. The first of them and the last of them. And you mention their good, and you spread their virtues, and you take them as an example for you. And you follow their footsteps, because the haqq is that which they said. The correct opinion is that which they did. Yes, subhanAllah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put the love of the companions in our hearts and to strengthen that love and the respect for them. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who follow them in truth, follow their example. But we need to know who they were, what they were upon, what they did, and so that we can follow, insha'Allah ta'ala, their footsteps. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira.